Who let you watch that? Who let you watch that?
Does this movie suck? Who let you suck? Woo!
Who let you suck?
Woo!
Who let the suck?
Woo! Who let the suck out?
Who let the suck out?
Oh, hey, everybody.
Suckin'.
Absolutely. What's your name, stranger?
Hey, my name is Andy Diaz. What's your name, partner?
I'm Gabe Martinez.
And together we are podcast called Who Let You Suck That?
We are a podcast called Nothing. Today, our episode of our normal Who Let You Watch That-a-verse is called Does This Movie Suck?
Guys, each other week. Guys, what we talk about on these episodes, we're not talking about trauma of youth. What we're talking about is a little sucking. And what we like to do is we like to look at movies as a whole and figure out if they suck or not. Some movies suck, some movies don't. And that's what we do on these episodes. We've had a lot of feedback from some of y'all. You come in hot. You get mad at us. You might yell at us in our chat about fucking the apples episode and say you're not going to listen to any more of these episodes. Well, guess what, Adam? You are, because you want to know if a movie sucks or not. And we tell you that, dude. We do the work, put in the research, the time, the energy for you, the
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely, Andy. Whereas our other episodes of Who Let You Watch That, we don't do a lot of research. It's just
None.
More of an emotional discussion.
Yeah.
This one, we do the work. We do the research. We put in the hours, and we evaluate. We have very stringent criteria where mm-hmm. we go through and we discuss whether or not a movie sucks. And I know you're listening to it, and you're like, hey, it's art. It's subjective. Like, you can't say that. Actually, definitively, we can, because we have a whole list.
Yes.
Today is a movie that's been hotly debated.
Hotly debated. It's a conversation as old as time.
As old as time. Yeah, absolutely.
An old generation versus a new generation.
Yes, sir.
Your parents learned to walk so that you could run, or however the adage goes.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's all about we get nostalgic.
Yeah.
And we look at the past and we go like, oh, the old one is better. The original is better. This one is the GOAT.
Yeah.
But then it's always about a new legacy, if you will.
Yes. Yeah, the new generation.
The new generation comes around, and now they think that they are the best, mm-hmm. that they have the GOAT over here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Criteria is what is needed, and we are ready to break it down.
Absolutely, we are. All right, the film we are discussing today is a piece of cinema called Space Jam, A New Legacy.
There it is, you guys.
Yeah, the 2021 PG animation adventure comedy family fantasy directed by Malcolm D. Lee.
He was great on that show when he was in the middle, and now he's doing great work here.
Honestly, yeah, in the middle he was some of the best, yeah. And in this, you know, he does a great job. Malcolm D. Lee is interesting. He has a weird tangential relationship to our podcast. When you look at his filmography, the man is a very accomplished director.
He really is, yeah.
He really is. He's done a lot of stuff. He's done two movies that I thoroughly enjoyed, and that is Night School with Tiffany Haddish and the comedian that everyone loves.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, thank you so much. He also did Girls Trip, which I thought was super fun, too.
Absolutely, you know? Yeah.
But he's done a million. He's done, like, the barbershops, scary movies. The reason I say he's connected to us is everyone loved our episode on Soul Man. He directed the Bernie Mac Soul Men of 2008.
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, exactly. Which, can't say that I've seen it, but I'm pretty sure it's the sequel to Soul Man.
Yeah, it makes sense. Soul Man.
Yeah.
Soul Men.
Yes, and he also did Undercover Brother, which I thought was Soul Man, right?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure that's the one I thought was it. But hey, anything with a young Denise Richards in it, I am 100% on board. And this guy directed it. So.
I get it, man. She is a love of our youth and a love of today. Where is she nowadays?
I believe she was on like one of the Real Housewifey type shows. I think she just does like reality things now.
Oh, that's too bad.
It is too bad. Yeah. But hey, we're still fans.
Still fans.
Yeah.
Surprised she never won that Oscar.
Yeah, it's a shame. So this, whatever you know about the first one, ignore it, because this new one is about a rogue artificial intelligence kidnaps the son of famed basketball player LeBron James, who then has to work with Bugs Bunny to win a basketball game. They're not even trying on this fucking log line either. They didn't try on the movie, and they sure as shit aren't trying on this. Spoiler alert, I think this movie fucking sucks. I think this movie sucks so bad that I'm angry with movies.
Oh, my gosh.
This movie. I just talked about camping and being in the Olympic mountain range.
Okay.
The one night we had a fucking hotel to be able to give everybody like baths and to sleep, not on the ground.
There's some trauma coming, isn't there?
A little bit, Andy. Yeah.
Gabe, there's some trauma. I'm getting blindsided by some trauma right now.
A little bit, Andy. Our one fucking night we had.
Oh my gosh.
We put on TV because we're like, the kids haven't seen TV in like 2 weeks. Let's just put it on and we'll find something fun. It was Space Jam. I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's a movie. It's cartoons. They'll love it.
Was it Space Jam or Space Jam A New Legacy?
It was Space Jam A New Legacy, Andy. It was this piece of shit.
Oh.
They put it on. Immediately, I was like, I've never said the F word in front of my children. I'm going to say the F word in front of my children.
This is the moment.
This is the moment. I had to do the thing that I am proud to say I never do. I totally went into my phone and just like, ignored the world. Watching a movie with my kids is one of my favorite things to do, and especially in a hotel room when we're all just vegging out.
You turned into one of us.
It would have been great, but instead I became you know, one of the rest.
One of the rest.
Where I just, hey, the movie's on, whatever. I'm gonna just play on my phone. I played on my phone the whole time, but every time I glanced and looked up, a new insanely fucking stupid thing happened, and it drove me up the wall.
Fuck, man.
Yes, exactly. Now, I know you love this movie, Andy.
Dude, I was going to say, man, like, I was ready to come in hot with the debates and everything. I will come in a little bit biased, I was going to say. The first movie, it's all about Michael Jordan. Everyone talks, oh, Michael Jordan's the GOAT. The GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm about to the now and to the today.
Yeah.
LeBron, he brought that championship to the Lakers, baby.
Right.
Greatest of all time.
So here's where I was confused. LeBron is the one that died in the helicopter, right?
Oh, no, that was Kobe.
Kobe Beef?
Kobe Bryant, baby.
Kobe Bryant?
The original GOAT. The other GOAT, Kobe Bryant.
I keep saying Kobe with an R. Kobe Bryant is dead? He's the one that died?
Yeah, he died in the helicopter.
I thought it was the other way around.
Oh.
So I thought, like...
You thought...
I thought this was, like... Insult to injury. Like, this fucking guy is in this stupid piece of shit,
and then he died
in a fucking helicopter thing?
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm actually happy for LeBron James that he's still alive, because that means he has time to redeem himself for this piece of shit.
Oh.
I actually thought, like, oh, this fucking guy went and then died right after this?
Yeah, dude. No, that was Kobe.
Oh, okay.
Give me a piece of paper. Watch. Check this out. Kobe.
Oh, that's what you say.
See how I made it?
Yeah, you made it. When you threw away the paper.
We make the paper for Kobe.
Okay, nice. Okay,
job's
good job.
Finished.
All right. And, you know, forgive me, everyone. I don't watch sports. I don't know much about him or anything. I know Kobe Bryant is a good basketball man.
He was the best.
Was he the best?
Black Mamba.
Was he the Black Mamba?
Black Mamba,
I know I've heard that before. Okay, all right. So, all right. So, Kobe Bryant.
If him and Shaq would have been together, they would have won 3 more rings, dude. He would have won all the rings.
Yeah.
Kobe was the best.
Okay. But Kobe's a contemporary player. Shaq was like years ago.
I mean, they played at the same time. Yeah.
They did?
Yeah. They were on the team together. Lakers.
No, they weren't.
Yeah. Three-peat.
Shaq played for the Magic or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, he played for the Heat, but then he came to the Lakers, and then they won 3 championships.
With Kobe Bryant?
Yeah.
Isn't Kobe Bryant like, okay, I know he's dead now, but like, wasn't Kobe Bryant like an actual like.
Good player?
No. Of course he was. But like. wasn't he like a nowadays guy? Like he died like a year or two ago.
He died in 2020.
Okay, that tracks. Yeah. But okay, but he was playing.
He played when we were like in high school. When I was in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
He played for that fucking long?
Yeah, he played for like 20 years.
Are you kidding me? And yeah. He was still good?
Yeah, he was great.
When did fucking Shaq retire?
Oh, Shaq's been retired. Shaq was big though. It's like Andre the Giant sort of thing. These big motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Their body break down.
Like, yeah, yeah. Like,
how about the peanut? You know,
yeah.
They fucking can't do anything.
Yeah.
They just got dong for days.
Yeah, I've seen Freddie got fingered.
Man, Kobe or Shaq? I think he retired like in 2015.
Really? Yeah. I thought Shaq stopped playing in like the late 90s.
That's, oh no, man! Nah.
My brain is pudding. It's
Dude.
Terrible.
Yeah, dude, this is like 20 years ago, though. You have to remember okay. that. You're in the 90s mentality. You're thinking the all 90s right. was 20 years ago.
Okay, all right. I'm going to start talking about something that I know, okay?
Yeah, stop talking about Kobe.
All right, I'm going to stop talking about
Even
Kobe.
Even though we can. Let's do a whole podcast just on Kobe.
Absolutely. Clearly, I know what I'm talking about, so we can do that. All right.
The GOAT!
Yeah. Anyway, I know enough about basketball that Michael Jordan is the GOAT. Is the GOAT?
Yeah, you know, Michael Jordan's the GOAT.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I feel really bad. A couple minutes ago, I said LeBron James is the GOAT. LeBron's a piece of shit. Fuck LeBron James.
Yeah, doesn't that guy suck? And doesn't
yeah,
he like, jump teams every couple of
he
years?
He does.
And he like, talks shit on everybody?
He talks shit on everybody. He's won, like, 6 rings with a bunch of people, though.
Uh-huh.
That's why they say he's the GOAT.
Yeah.
But it's really Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan's the best.
It's like Jordan Kobe.
Yeah.
1A, 1B.
Okay, there you go.
In my book.
Right.
Come at me.
But the fucking Celtics guy is pretty good, too. Larry Bird, right? Wasn't he good? Or he was just good because he was white?
He was good. He was good for a white guy.
Yeah, he was like
he
on
was
a
good
curve.
When he was facing against Magic Johnson trying to get some hamburgers, some McDonald's.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. He took it to the hoops. He
took it to the hoops. Then yeah. They'd have those. It's like playing horse.
Yeah.
I'll hit it from here if you buy me a Big Mac. And then they both make it and they keep getting further away.
Uh-huh. I got it. Okay. All right. That makes sense, too. I like that. You know, basketball I love. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
So you thought LeBron James was Kobe Bryant, but like you thought LeBron James, he made the movie, he made this piece of shit, and then he immediately got an helicopter and he blew up.
Like at the premiere, essentially. Yeah, that he just blew up. So I'm like, this movie sucks. Also, that fucking happened to this guy? That's terrible. Like, so that adds a layer. So now I can remove that. So I can get to the heart of the matter of what really bothered me. In the first Space Jam, which I vaguely remember.
Okay, yeah.
Lola Bunny was very sexy. Lola Bunny was a very sexy version. Now, normally, growing up, we'd have Bugs Bunny dressing in drag, and we'd be like, all right, I know
this'll work.
Yeah, this'll work. This'll get me through the next couple hours. Lola Bunny comes on the scene, and you're like, hang on now. This is reminiscent of Jessica Rabbit. This is very va 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 voom.
She's the Caroline in the City of bunnies.
She's horny and just ready for it.
Yep.
All right. So yeah, and then there's also the scene where her and Magic Johnson or Michael Jordan start having
yeah.
sex, and that was bold that they had it in the first one.
Yeah.
I loved it. I was a teenager. I loved it.
Once again, I got to give points to Michael Jordan for actually filming that.
Yeah.
Because back then. They just got a sheep, and he took it to town. And they're like, you guys are going to CGI this or something? I don't
yeah.
even know what that means. They're like, it's going to look like it's Lola Bunny.
Yeah.
Go at it, champ. And he's
yeah.
just like, I will.
Yeah.
And he took it to the hole.
Yeah. That dude also, dong for days.
Dong for days.
He's great. So anyway, that's great. Have you seen the bullshit in this new fucking movie?
I mean, I heard about it. I heard people were upset.
They are right to be upset. She's not sexy at all. That's what I want in my cartoon bunnies. She's fucking...
We all know that cartoon bunnies are sexy.
They're sexy. That's what they do. That's why they're drawn. What the fuck? This doesn't need to be a world where everyone is represented. They're cartoons. It can be unrealistic. Give me a sexy fucking bunny, you pieces of shit. I'm paying good money in this hotel. I want to watch this thing with my kids. I want them to realize that they have weird feelings in their hearts when they're watching this.
Just taking the kids out of the room yeah. as you're giving this rant at a hotel.
I was like, take them in the hallway. I have grown-up things to say to the TV. Don Cheadle plays a fucking computer program.
His name is Algae Rhythm.
Yeah, his name is
Algae
Rhythm.
Algae Rhythm.
LG Rhythm.
Oh, man, it's so fucking dumb.
It is the dumbest fucking movie I've ever seen. But
we don't need to go through any of the criteria.
Yeah, we don't need any of the criteria. The bunny.
Here's the criteria. Yeah. The bunny isn't sexy.
Yeah.
That's the new criteria. Is there a bunny? Is it sexy? Yes, it's a good movie. No, it sucks.
Yeah, exactly. The end. You follow all those things through. Done.
Yeah.
This movie sucks. Don Cheadle, fuck you. Everyone that was involved in this movie, but especially the animators.
Don
fuck
Cheadle.
You.
Don Cheadle animated this whole movie.
He animated it?
He animated it.
Oh, did he die also?
After? No.
Oh, he's still with us?
He's still with us.
Fuck you.
But in his defense, I will give him a pass. He barely learned to draw bunnies. So he was trying to draw fat old cans on it. He couldn't figure it out.
She never had fat cans. She had a giant dumper, Andy. She had a giant dumper and a come hither look. And her hair was done in such a way that was like a sexy swoop. Okay? And the new one didn't have that. She was this like asexual, tall, like carried about like, hey, I'm going to put in the effort and I'm going to get the hoops.
Gotta put in the effort.
Yeah, that's what it was. At one point, she's like, it doesn't matter what anyone looks like. It does. You're fucking with kids' heads. People that are attractive do better in life, okay?
Holy
we need
fuck.
To make
Holy
it
fuck.
We need to make it known, okay? I'm not saying that you're less than if you're not attractive. I'm just saying, you want to be in entertainment? You got to look like fucking Lola Bunny, okay? Or you got to slam dunk like Michael Jimson and all the others, okay?
You got to get that dumper.
You got to have a fat dumper, okay? You got to have bunny hair that turns into human hair and looks kind of sexy, and you're confusing me. But I'm on board. All right. So anyway,
I like it, dude. I like it.
This movie doesn't have that. 0 stars. This movie sucks.
Fuck you, Don Cheadle.
Fuck you, Don Cheadle. And Harry Henson Lee, who directed this.
Fuck, dude. I will say, I always liked Don Cheadle in that movie. What the fuck's the name of that movie? My dad always called it the Big Dick movie. You know,
the
movie.
Big Dick movie.
Yeah, you know that movie.
I don't know what movie you're talking
you
about. The Big Dick movie.
Yeah, the movie where the dude has the big old dick.
What?
Boogie Nights.
Oh yeah, yeah. That you could call that that.
Yeah, my dad always used to call that the Big Dick movie.
Does John Cheadle play the dick?
No, he plays the cowboy, the Egyptian. He's a guy who's. Fucking gimmick keeps changing.
Oh, that's him? Yeah. I haven't seen that movie in years, Boogie Nights.
Well, guess what? We're going to watch it soon.
I would love to. I remember that being good. I'm a fan of Paul Thomas Anderson. I like his stuff.
I loved every Resident Evil movie he ever did.
Those are great.
Yeah.
Those are great. Resident Evil and the fucking Underworld movies. He did a great
fucking
job.
Fucking great job. We love you, Paul. Yeah. Paul Anderson.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you, Haim.
Yeah. Fuck you, Haim. That movie fucking sucked. We need to do... Ooh, that's a good one to do on this. Licorice Pizza. Have we not done Licorice Pizza?
Is that what that movie's called?
Yes.
Mystic Pizza.
No, Mystic Pizza's with Julia Roberts, and it's great.
Who?
Actually, I don't know that name. I meant Roy Orbison. Anyway, this movie, steer clear of it, everybody, because you're probably going like, Space Jam, I can't wait to watch it. I wonder what sexy outfits Lola Bunny's going to wear. Spoiler alert, fuck you and her and this movie. Don't watch it. The end.
I will say this. Last hot take I have. Lola Bunny should have been on that helicopter that Kobe died on.
The new one.
Yeah, the new one. Bring Kobe back. Throw her ass up there.
Absolutely.
Bring back this. Kobe, we miss you.
Kobe.
Mamba out.
Good night.
Good night.
You've just heard a Doomsday Initiative podcast. Consult a physician.